So, you've lived here a long time. What can you tell me about heinous investigations?
Well, that's a question if I've ever heard one. Do you want to know about that time with the giant worm? Or the corn demon? Or the ghost fish?
No, I know about those.
What about the gnome dwarf battle royale? That's a wild one. Sold a lot of commemorative t-shirts.
I was thinking more on a personal level.
Oh, well, the doctor, sweet boy, if a little skittish, he healed up Chester's ankle with that fancy magic of his all those months ago. That's personal. Oh, and that Liza, such a sweetheart, helping me with my tomato plants. And of course, Marty's always looking out for us. Plus, Miss Pryor always making time to sharpen my kitchen knives, even after she closed up shop. She's the only one who gets them just right.
All the better to defend against your enemies with. The fantastical kind and the human kind.
Oh, Chester, sorry, dear. We'd never do something so awful to you. Unless, of course, you were aligned with some kind of great evil. But what are the chances of that?
Well, it's been nice talking to you. I'm just gonna go get some rendezvous far, far from here. Okay, that was only your first try. This time you're bound to get some intel, and Delia will appreciate you, which is one step closer to her respecting you. Good party, huh?
What? Don't sneak up on me!
Ah, and hello, officer.
Deputy, but only during my shift. For now, it's just Jerry. Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
Me? No, of course not. We're just meeting here at this moment. But wouldn't you know it? I just realized I need to, get a drink. Immediately. Completely non-negotiable. Sorry to have bothered you. So I guess it's safe to say that recon is not my strong suit. Aww.
Hey, what can I get you?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm not...
Not a drinker? I mean, I make a mean tap water if you're into that.
No, I drink. Believe me, I drink. But, I don't think I'm supposed to be talking to anyone. Or at least, not anyone who couldn't answer some very specific questions.
Huh, that's funny. Only person who can tell you who to talk to is yourself. It's whether or not you say anything that makes a difference. Oh, hey, that was pretty good. Gotta add that to my list of bartenderisms. Never know when you're gonna have somebody looking to hear something deep.
Yeah, sounds nice.
I like your tie. You crochet that yourself?
Oh, yeah. Gotta use that art degree for something.
You're an artist? That's neat. I'm a big fan of meeting interesting people.
Well, I'm not really much of an artist these days.
Oh, that's good too. Gotta do what makes you happy, right?
Wish
I could be an artist. Never really had the eye for it.
But you are an artist. In a manner of speaking. And I think your art is some of the most important there is.
Right. Because it gets people drunk.
I was actually going to say because mixology portrays society's constantly changing attitudes towards and reliance on food and drink.
Huh. You're smart. I can tell. And a good talker, too. And trust me on that, because I'm a good listener. I guess that's the artsy part of my job. Yeah, I'm a listening artist. I think listening is the most important thing somebody can do. Shows people that they matter.
Hello?
Nate, I can see you from the house. What are you doing? Stop flirting and get some information.
What? I don't think I was,
Whatever, who cares? Just focus so we can finish this, would ya?
Sure,
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah. Fine. Just peachy. Peachy? Oh, God. I've gotta go. Nice meeting you.
Nice talking to you? I didn't get his number. Or his name. Dang it, Mike! You gotta stop forgetting to do stuff.
Mike, please tell me you got something extra strong up your sleeve. I'm going to need it.
Pissed off the wrong person, unexpected duel, or lady trouble?
So you really did go for a refill. I was sure you'd be halfway across town by now.
Never mind. I'll get that order up right away, Miriam. Leave you two to chat.
Don't bother, Mike. Thanks anyway. You mind if we go somewhere private?
Lead the way. So, are you finally going to tell me what's wrong, or is this game of hide-and-go-seek going to last all night?
Nothing is wrong. Actually, there's plenty of stuff that's right, but maybe has the possibility of not being right in the near future, and...
Uh-huh.
You know what? Screw this. I'm just going to cut to the chase. I like what we have right now. It feels right, and I don't know if I want to go messing with it.
Miri...
To be honest, I've only ever had one other thing even close to a romantic relationship in my life. And while I got Rachel out of it, I sure as hell didn't get anything else. Point being, I'm not even sure I'd know how to handle whatever would happen between us going forward if we...
Miri! No offense. Like, open up to me all you want. But I think you've got the wrong idea.
What?
Don't get me wrong. I'm flattered. But I like things the way they are right now, too.
You do? Then what the hell has all this needing to ask me a big question been about? Ah, you scared me to death.
I'm getting to it. What I actually wanted to tell you was that I'm starting up my own supernatural investigation business. Oh, okay, me and Kit, really. She's got the resources and the sophistication to handle clients and all, and I've got the drive and good sense to push through when things are at their worst. That little missing person assignment Carlton put us on showed us... We may have a knack for this kind of thing, but what we really need is somebody with the know-how to make sure we do it right. And the first person I thought of was you.
You want me to work for you?
I want you to work with me. Look how you managed to build things up here with Marty. And no offense to him, he's the nicest guy, really. But imagine how much more you could do if you were the one calling the shots.
But wait, hold on.
What? Are you worried about us taking heinous cases? Because that won't be a problem, trust me. This town is cute and all, but we'd rather try our luck elsewhere, preferably with some nightlife.
No, it's not that.
Is it Rachel? Because, you know, I would do anything to make that girl happy, right? I know how important that is to you.
No, no.
Well, what is it? I meant it when I said I couldn't see doing this without you. I'll do whatever I can to make this happen.
Dulcie... I don't know what to say. I...
And you're sure nobody will hear us?
I told you, with everything else happening on the property tonight, the garden will be empty. We'll be totally alone. Shit. Prior! Dulcie! sorry, is this secluded secret conversation spot taken?
Jeez, kid. I think you might be losing your edge.
Carlton? Mind telling me what the hell you're doing here? And who the total stranger is standing behind you?
So, those are two very loaded questions, and in my legal opinion, this might be a case in which I exercise my right to plead the fifth.
You two interrupted an incredibly significant moment in my life just now. Do not test me.
You, still have your sword on you.
I won't if it gets stuck through your ribcage.
Oh, I like her.
Okay, stand down, Prior. Val, meet Prior. Prior, Val.
I guess the upside of having to change mid-party is that I can get some peace. The house is a lot quieter than I would have thought.
Hey, it's you! Shape-changey guy!
Jack.
Right. Sorry about that. Between you and your brother, I gotta think up extra ways to remember who's who!
But we're not even identical.
There you are, Clay. Oh, and Jack too. How have you been? Hope there isn't any trouble here.
None at all, Sheriff.
This guy, I mean Jack, great one of those investigators, right, Sheriff? Saved me from joining some kind of evil gang or something not too long ago. And helped get rid of that bad plank guy I accidentally unleashed on a Harvard Festival. Remember that?
I know, Clay. I was there. Sorry, Jack. Think the big fella here needs to get a glass of water and before he gets back into the swing of things. Come on, son.
You got it, Willie. Hey, to be continued, Jack, my guy.
Sure. All right. Maybe now I get some peace and quiet. Again, I spoke too soon. Guess I'd better go check that out.
Ugh, stupid Henriksen with his fancy, sturdy locks. I remember when a lock in a house this old was easy to pick. Ugh!
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, well, that's just great. Now I have to figure out how to break into this office and keep you from blowing my cover. Ugh, Nita's never gonna let me live this down.
Or maybe you don't do anything. We can solve this calmly and rationally.
We could do that, but would it in any way affect my ability to deck you?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, crap.
Hey, where'd you go? If you think your little investigator tricks are gonna work on me, you've got another thing coming. I know exactly how to handle this. Marco?
Polo. Well, this night just took a turn for the worse.
Thanks for the help, Miss Liza. And sorry to bother you when you're night off. Couldn't find that doctor of yours.
He's not mine! Sorry. No trouble at all, Willie. This is not the first party where I've been on anti-intoxication duty. Hope the sober cloud helps, Clay.
Mm-hmm.
It might need a few minutes to kick in.
Hey, Liza. Do you, have a minute?
Sure. Be right back, Sheriff. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just that... Delia's in the house.
Sorry, what? Are your allergies acting up? I swear I made sure not to put orchids in the floral arrangements.
I said Delia is in the house.
Oh, God. Yep, that is Delia tied up in the library.
At least she's unconscious.
What are we gonna do?
Frank, I already told you that it isn't necessary that you accompany me. I'm only looking for a...
What's wrong, buddy? Is there a stack of books out of place or something? Dang.
Jack? Miss Liza? May I inquire as to what exactly is happening right now?
We could ask you the same question.
I was looking for a book. Just to get away from the party for a moment, I'm not what you would call a conversationalist, and I was hoping to have a moment alone.
And then I came along, for moral support.
Yes, and now I may actually need it.
It's not that bad.
There is a woman bound to a chair in our library!
A woman who wants to see us killed, maybe worse.
Worse than killed?
Oh, I think this library has more than enough evidence to prove that there are worse fates than death. You have to wonder which one Delia might have tried to unleash, though.
No, thank you.
I don't know if she'd even thought that far. When I found her, she was trying to break into Martin's office.
But we can all agree that regardless of why she's here, we can resolve this just fine, as long as nobody else finds out.
Hello? Anybody seen a kind of sad-looking guy with a crocheted tie walking around? Oh my gosh, what the heck happened here?
Rock, paper, scissors gone wrong?
Oh man, not again! I'll go get the ice.
No! That is, I am a medical professional. I can guarantee that this young woman is perfectly fine, pending treatment for a slight head injury. But not to worry, I have it handled. Provided that you don't tell anyone else what you've seen for, health reasons.
Oh, okay. That checks out. I'll see you guys back out there.
Ugh. I am not fond of lying.
Well, if it's any consolation, you're not very good at it.
Whatever you say, rock, paper, scissors.
A sad-looking guy with a crocheted tie. Hey, I may be spitballing here, but do you think Mike was describing... Oh, I was sure somebody was gonna say Nate. Really thought I'd had the communications of this group down to a science.
That makes sense. Delia has too big an ego to crash the party without somebody to order around, which means now we have Nate and Cersei to deal with. I think we're gonna need all hands on deck.
So, your own supernatural investigation service.
That's right.
And you're leaving town.
Well, Dulcie and I are already used to travel, and we can do so much more good that way. Someone's got to give other towns a chance while you have your hands full in Hainsbury.
True, but I hope you know that if you ever need reinforcements, you have them here.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, pardon me, I should probably...
Oh no, go ahead.
It's Liza. I'm sure it's nothing serious. Hello? How could this have happened? We had an airtight security protocol! It was in place days ago!
Oh no.
Okay,
Right. About that.
Nobody did what you said.
Orville!
But it's true. The collective mental guilt and humiliation in here is staggering.
Eliza, we got your message. What is going on?
And before you say anything, we know we're late. Again. But you gotta understand, there were extenuating circumstances.
Well, now that you are here, we can address this minor setback. I firmly believe that as long as we all keep a cool head and go about it quickly and quietly, there is no way that things could possibly get more complicated.
Wanna bet?
We're good to come in now, Miri. Ah, screw it. Carlton and Miriam told us what was up. We're in this now.
Us?
So, this is the famous Heinous Investigations. Valentino Russo. Friends, call me Val. Looks like you've got a real predicament here, huh? I always thought Dee'd get into more trouble than she could handle one day. Never thought it would look like this, though.
Yes! Subplot resolved! Woohoo!
That the nutty scientist you told me about?
Yep, gotcha.
Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Russo.
Val.
Val. I'm sorry we have to be introduced on such unusual terms.
Welcome to Heinous Investigations!
Hey. Compared to some things I've seen, this is nothing.
Oh, good.
So, Delia.
Delia. Someone who should not have been able to trespass on this property if everyone had carried out the security protocols like I'd asked.
I had a lot on my mind.
Same here.
Okay, well, I was distracted.
There were a lot of
distractions going on, I got a little bit distracted.
Well, well, well. Looks like I'm the only one who actually finished their job. And to prevent any more intruders like Deirdre here, I'll go activate the security system. You wouldn't happen to know how to do that, would you?
You input an activation code, didn't you?
Yeah. But, that detail is what you might call elusive at the moment.
You don't remember?
Didn't you at least write it down?
I can't be bothered to write everything down, Liza.
Algae!
All right. We may not have any protective measures, or any idea where Nate and Cersei could be in all of this, but there is still no need to panic. We just need a plan.
And I say we go with the easiest one. We'll fan out and search for Delia's lackeys while drawing as little attention to ourselves as possible, except for Pryor and Dulcie, who will stay here and guard Delia.
Why am I being delegated to guard duty?
You think I'd trust anybody else to handle what'll happen if she wakes up?
Consider me flattered. And fine, I'm on it.
Thanks, Pryor. Okay, like Marty said, we'll do this quickly and quietly. No diverting from the plan, no distractions, and most importantly, no antics! Let's go.
Any directions for me, kid?
Stay here and guard the door for Pryor and Dulcie.
No problem. You know we're still due for that catch-up.
Yeah. Won't be long.
Huh. He's a good kid. But I get the feeling he would have preferred I was still gone.
No, it's not that. He's probably just taking an eternity to process. Don't know if you've noticed, but he's not the best at handling change. I can talk to him, if you want.
Nah. You're right. The best thing I could do is let everything take its course. He's lucky to have you. Kid always did better with somebody to have his back. And knock some sense into him now and then.
Thanks.
Well, as long as we're having heart-to-hearts here, Miri, do you think we can finish our talk?
While we keep watch over an unconscious criminal? You know, somehow that feels right.
No sign of the targets yet on the second floor. Anybody else find anything?
We're clear by the garden.
Third floor is clear.
Backyard's clear too.
Same for the driveway.
Clear on the roof! And the view is spectacular! You know, we should seriously consider putting a hammock or something up here because I'm
clear in the attic.
Clear. Wait, where's Algie?
Yes, I enjoy a good waltz, but as far as artistic expression goes, I'd say I prefer something a little, I don't know, looser. Maybe we should head over to the dance floor and I can show you a few moves.
Oh, there you are, Algie. Hi there. I'm Algernon's longtime, very serious girlfriend, Genevieve St. Clair. Pleased to meet you.
Nobody's looking. You can ditch the disguise. I thought Carlton said no antics.
And what would you call what you were doing? Algie and I don't have anything to report here, Carlton.
Damn it! Where are they?
Cersei!
What?
What are you doing? Delia said to be inconspicuous.
And I don't care. Now what do you want?
Do you think we can take this conversation inside?
Sure. So?
So, have you noticed it's been almost an hour? And Delia hasn't ordered or berated us in any way?
Yeah, it's been great.
But she hasn't contacted us at all.
Like I said, great.
Don't you care? She could be in trouble.
And wouldn't that just be awful? Nobody around to scream threats at us like she knows better. Newsflash, she doesn't. And wouldn't you know it, without her around, my having been summoned here would be pointless, huh? Then I'd have to leave this miserable plane. Oh, darn.
All right, I get it. She's abrasive. But we're all she's got, even if we don't always want to be. I say we go look for her. You've spent all your time down here. Did you find anything useful?
No. It's just a bunch of pointless gadgets you'd find on some sloppily written, low-budget, sci-fi fantasy trash TV show. And I've seen them all, so I know what I'm talking about.
That's okay. Because I can use... this!
A wrench?
Yes, a wrench. It's better than nothing. So if this lab is in the basement, there must be a door that leads to the rest of the house.
So, could I be based back here in Hainsbury? For Rachel, I mean. I know how much he loves it here, especially this house. And everyone in it.
Mary, I told you. I'll do whatever I have to for this to work out. You should be happy.
Right. Happy. Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Let's do it.
Great.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Ladies, I hate to break up the moment, but I think we're about to have a situation here.
Hey, why the hell am I tied up? Oh, you two. I should have known. Get me out of this now, or else!
Or else what? Don't think you can do much of anything right now.
Watch me!
Okay, spoke too soon.
Move, I got this. Back off!
Never!
Word of advice, one thing you never do is tell Delia she can't do something.
What are you doing here?
Delia, we're here to save you! Oh, I did not expect you to actually be in here. Total shot in the dark with that entrance, but I'm glad it paid off.
Until you explained it.
Nathaniel?
Val? Cersei!
Delia.
Nate? Cersei?
Miri?
Prior! I got a message from Dulcie saying Delia came too! Are you Oh. There is a lot to unpack here.
I'll say. Now I get to enjoy harboring a long-lost friend and ally to the list of reasons I'll enjoy finally doing away with you.
But don't pin this on me! He just showed up out of nowhere! And by the way, it's not like you were trying all those years to get him out of prison! At least I did something!
Actually...
Shut up, Nate. He doesn't deserve to know anything.
Kids, I didn't come back here to see you turn on each other like this.
Yeah, a little late for that, Val.
Hey, Carlton, I know how much you need to talk all this out. But maybe now we should focus on taking advantage of the fact that we have our intruders right in front of us and kick them to the curb.
Oh, go right ahead. I bet that'll make the perfect last mission for you.
Last mission? I've got to admit, that might actually be one of your better threats.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Beverly, but that wasn't a threat.
Cabrona, you better not say another word.
You mean about you jumping ship to join your squeeze's new investigation service? Yeah, you might want to think about what you say in supposedly unconscious company. You never know what they'll pick up.
You're seriously leaving? After everything we've been through?
I guess since we're talking about this now, yes, I am. And why not? Unless you've got some deep, compelling reason why it'd be a bad idea.
Oh, no, I think it's a great idea. Just perfect when you think about it. Because apparently, if I try to go off on my own, it's some big crisis. But you can go wherever you damn well please. That's some grade-A hypocrisy if I ever heard of it. Great stuff.
Hey, who died and made you the judge of everybody? You're the one who asked me and Kit to take up a case that you were too chicken to look into yourself, and now we're making something out of it, so back off.
Man, and I was sure that Orville and Ginny's weird patch was going to be the crisis of the week.
What? You think there's something weird between us?
Nice. Tactless as usual, Algy.
Well, excuse me for trying to break the tension.
By introducing more tension.
You know what, Orville? Don't even worry about it. If that's how you feel, it's fine. So fine. Your feelings are valid.
Okay, that right there. That's the weird part.
How can you say that? You're just as weird all the time! Oh my gosh! Wait! I didn't mean that!
It appears that all attempts to mitigate what I can only describe as a tempestuous situation may be doing more harm than good. Miss Liza, you're adept at handling these sorts of conflicts. Perhaps we could try to—
We? What? We? You do realize that we don't have to do everything together all the time, right? There is no we!
Oh. All right, I am treading extremely lightly here when I remind you all that there is a party full of easily excitable townspeople outside.
Really, Marty?
Beth, how can you
You're going to continue to dress with you while you need a problem. Go to the witch and skip on out of here.
I don't think everybody's on my ass about it.
Oof. I know there's such a thing as season finale drama, but this seems a bit excessive.
Enough! You mortals and your petty little problems. Oh, this one betrayed me. Oh, I hope that one likes me. Who the hell cares? I am sick of it.
Cersei, what do you think you're doing?
Shut up! You may have summoned me, but that doesn't mean I can't make my own choices too. Especially when every time I go along with yours, it ends in the same pathetic, constant cycle of stupid scheme, wacky hijinks, humiliating defeat. Obviously, the only way I'm ever going to be free of you, all of you, is if I take matters into my own hands.
You dare go against!
Right, and, what exactly would you do?
What I should have done in the first place. Why keep going along with all of your stupid plans? When I can just wipe this town off the face of the earth.
Not while we're still in it!
Then you'd better start running.
Shit! We need to get out of here, now!
You've got that right, Sue. Everybody outside. Vámonos.
Whoa there, Marty. What's going on here?
All right. How do I explain this? I suppose I should start with the sorceress that just smashed through the roof.
Not a bad idea.
People of Vainsbury, your town has been the focal point for my personal suffering for nearly a year. But now, I'm going to destroy it. You can thank Heinous Investigations and Delia Smith for that. But hey, if you leave right this second, maybe you'll make it out alive.
Hey, watch it! Nobody panic! We'll handle this, just listen!
We need to get everyone into the lab, now. It's underground, and the only place in the house we can lock manually. We'll be safe there.
You heard the man, let's move! If you know where the lab is, direct whoever you can there now!
On it.
Make sure we use all the doors!
Oh yeah, I'm gonna crush this! This way to safety, folks! Provided you don't touch anything particularly unstable-looking upon entry!
Mom! Miss Pryor!
Mia, thank God you're safe. Come with me. You too, Benji. Your brother will be worried sick otherwise.
But what about Cersei?
Yeah, the junior investigators are reporting for duty.
Well, you can't do your duty if you're swept away with the storm.
But I've been training. I can take her.
We're going where it's safe, and that's final. I promise. You can help after. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
You got the last of them?
Yeah, I'll see you in there. Okay, last call! Everybody in! Don't worry, we'll make room! Come on! Delia, Nate, you too. We don't have all day here!
Fuck no! I'd rather get smited by my own sorceress than take help from you!
Maybe I should have been clearer. You're coming with us, not a choice. Nate?
I've got her.
Nate! What are you doing? Don't side with the enemy! Let me go!
Welp, now that that's taken care of, guess all that's left to do is save the town from a massive magic-fueled tempest. Now it's a party.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Gardner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro. With guest appearances by Angie S., Jeffrey Delphin, Christian Pineda, Meg Ellsworth, Cassie W., Kaylin McCabe, Phoenix Houle, and Gabe Burns. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!